It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 19th, 2019. Today is the birthday of early American clockmaker Seth Thomas, born in Walcott, Connecticut in 1785. Thomas, whose name is synonymous with fine antique American clocks, was also a pioneer in the concept of mass production during the American Industrial Revolution. In his youth, he was apprenticed as a carpenter and joiner, and worked building houses and barns. He started in the clock business in 1807, working for Eli Terry, whose goal was to make a dependable household clock affordable by nearly everyone. Thomas soon formed a clockmaking partnership in Plymouth, Connecticut, with Terry and Silas Hoadley. In 1810, he bought Terry's clock business, making tall clocks with wooden movements, though he chose to sell the partnership in 1812. Moving the following year to Plymouth Hollow, where he set up a factory to make metal movement clocks. In 1817, he added shelf and mantle clocks, and by the mid-1840s, he had made the transition from wooden to brass movements. Thomas died January 29, 1859, in Plymouth, and the company was taken over by his son Aaron, who added many clock styles and improvements. The company endured for more than a century, and finally ceased production in the 1980s. In the 20th century, the Seth Thomas Company had such a reputation for high standards that it was known as the Tiffany of clockmaking. The company introduced its first tambour clock in 1904. The low, wide profile of these mantel clocks made them perfect above fireplaces. Chime clocks followed in 1909, and electric clocks were added to the company's catalog in 1928. In the 1930s, the family finally relinquished control and it became a subsidiary of General Time Instruments Corporation. Of the pre-war 1930s models, the Art Deco alarm clocks, wind-up or electric, made of colored plastic called Catalan, are highly collectible these days. Unlike Bakelite, which was opaque due to its fillers of sawdust and carbon, Catalan is transparent, which made it easy to mix with dyes to produce rich colors. It could even be made to resemble fine marble, which proved to be an affordable alternative to the genuine marble-cased clocks the company had marketed some decades earlier. Antique Seth Thomas clocks made between 1881 and 1918 are often marked with an ink-stamped code on the bottom or back of the case. The code consists of the year written in reverse, followed by a letter, A through L, that represents the month. Thus, 4881J means the clock was made in October 1884. Many antique Seth Thomas clocks remain affordable and can be had for a few hundred dollars. However, it should come as no surprise that rare issues or unusual designs can fetch many thousands. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 19th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.